Italian Wine Podcast. Chin Chin with Italian Wine People.
Hello, this is the Italian Wine Podcast. My name is Monty Warden. My guest today is Deborah Bozzoni. How do you pronounce it? Bozzoni?
Bozzoni, yes, it's correct.
My guest today is Deborah Bozzoni from the Cantina Lunai Bozzoni in Liguria.
Liguria.
Which village are you in Liguria?
We are the last part of Liguria, just a few kilometers from Tuscany. Our village is called Luni.
Ah, Luni.
Yes.
So moons.
Yes, about the moon, because there is an ancient archaeological site from the Roman period. The city of Luni was...
The city of the moons.
Yes, and these villages was very important about the tradition to cultivate vineyards and grape. And there are also some references about a good quality wine just in this Roman age.
So what are your main grape varieties?
We try to preserve and increase the value of the native grape. Our first love it's of course Vermentino grape. That is also the reason that we are at Opera Wine.
Okay.
And a lot of native grape, like Albarola.
Which is a red or white wine grape?
It's white.
And what are the typical flavors for Albarola?
Albarola, it's very mineral, a little bit salty. It's interesting because you have more acidity than Vermentino grape, more exotic fruit flavors.
Or like peach, yellow fruit, that kind of thing?
Yes, some...
And Vermentino is what? Greener fruits?
Vermentino is always fruity, but more delicate, more soft, less strong acidity, less exotic fruit. More peach, white peach.
Which is the heaviest wine? Which is the fullest body of those two wines?
We work with these two grapes at the same way. So there is a selection of the best grape before the harvest and of the vineyards, and a second selection of the grape in the wine cellar, and then cold maturation on the skin.
Okay.
So the body is almost the same.
Okay.
But
you vinify them apart, the two grape varieties,
yeah.
The Albarola and the Vermentino.
We work with them separate and in a pure Vermentino or pure Albarola with two different labels.
Okay, and you don't make a blend between the two?
We have also some blend with Albarola, Vermentino, Greco or Malvasia that are our most typical white grape.
And I imagine you're not using too many new oak barrels.
Never. No, we mainly use only stainless steel tank, but we love try some new experiments. So sometimes we use some barrel, but never new, some first or second use, and just soft time in the barrel.
How far away are you from the sea, from the Tyrrhenian Sea?
We are very near to the sea, just a few kilometers. Our land is very particular because we pass from the Apuan Alps just behind us, that are like a shield for us, and the sea in a round of 20 kilometers from the Apuan Alps to the sea. So we can enjoy a very big variety of terroir.
Is that quite complicated sometimes with the climate? Is it very changeable? Because you've got mountains on one side with cold air, and then you've got the hotter winds from the sea, potentially from the other side, from the western side. Is it a bit complicated?
It's enough complicated, but...
There's a big smile there from you, and a little pause. Go on. Spill the beans, tell me.
Because in Liguria we are just enough. We know that we have some difficult just about the space at the first. And this terroir that changed so fast, for us it's our most best prerogative. Because we can enjoy of strong white wine or red wine on the hill, and very light and mineral wines on the flat area. So we can joke a lot with this.
Okay. So you have vines on flatter ground and vines on the slopes as well?
Yeah.
So does the soil change a lot between those two areas?
Yes. So we separate three different terroirs.
Okay.
The hills, mm-hmm. with very mineral and with the stone terroir.
So they like big stones? Smooth stones?
Yes. Not so big, but very mineral and rich. Mm-hmm. A terroir very rich.
So that's the hill. So then do you have the bottom of the hill?
Soft hill, mm-hmm. with clay, mm-hmm. and a flat area with sandy terroir, with very alluvial. So wines, very mineral, fresh.
Very fruity.
Yes.
So is that the first area that you pick?
Yes.
And then you go up to the lower slopes?
Yes, depend on the exposition of every vineyard. This vintage, we start earlier, in 2017. Mm-hmm. We need to start earlier because it was very hot with no rain.
What are your main markets? Do you have a lot of tourism or do you export a lot?
At the moment, our market is concentrated to Italy for the 80%.
Right.
And about 20% of our market is for the world.
Abroad?
Yeah.
Foreign market?
Yeah. And for USA or Germany or Japan. But it's a market that will be bigger during the year, of course.
So how easy is it working for a family winery with the family?
Yeah. Yes.
There was a pause. Yes. No.
Yes, it's not so easy like every work because we start 4 generations ago and today...
You have cugini and things like that, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, cousins, all right.
Grandfather before. And today my father keep to work inside the wine cellar. Mm-hmm. He start the professional activity.
So he started bottling the wine?
Yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. With a very simple but efficient idea, just to preserve the tradition and then don't use any chemical product, just keep a simple work in the land and try to preserve the native grape. So we try to help him, and it's a new passion for us, and it's very interesting because I can welcome people in our winery. My brother helped my father to produce wine and sell the wine in Italy and in the world, so it's a big job, but he do a very great job, great work.
I just want to say thanks very much to Deborah Bossoni from the Bossoni family, the Cantina Lunai. Very nice name, that Lunai.
Yeah, the it's moon, a Latin word.
Yeah, the sort of moon cellar in a very beautiful and unexplored part of coastal Italy. I think Liguria is very overlooked.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
People just drive past it on the way to the Amalfi Coast or going up to France. Definitely worth a stop. Very interesting and a very traditional area, I think, in terms of food and the
of
way
course.
You guys go about stuff. Yeah,
there are some many different traditions about food in few kilometers.
Okay, thanks very much, Deborah. Look forward to visiting you in Liguria.
Thank you so much.
Ciao.
Thank you.
Follow Italian Wine Podcast on Facebook and Instagram.